Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Midwest Hemp Council podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier. A lot coming up today. So happy you're able to join us. Today, we're going to speak with Alex Bushman. Alex is the cannabis practice leader with Risk Strategies. We're going to talk with him, find out what that's all about momentarily. But first, want to get you updated on some things happening around the hemp world. The SHE, that's the Southern Hemp Expo, coming up August 18th through the 20th at the Nashville, Tennessee Fairgrounds. Again, that's the Southern Hemp Expo, August 18th through the 20th at the Nashville, Tennessee Fairgrounds. Tickets and info available at www.southernhempexpo.com. Also, the Indiana Cannabis Awards will be held August 20th at Hi-Fi Annex. That's in Broad Ripple. Again, that's the Indiana Cannabis Awards, August 20th at Hi-Fi Annex. And tickets and info available at IndianaCannabisAwards.com. And watch your inbox every week for the Tuesday weekly newsletter. Make sure and check that out. Keep an eye out for that. And a discussion for the Midwest Hemp Council annual meeting is in the works. Stay tuned for that. We will have more details coming up on the next Midwest Hemp Council podcast. And also, finally, don't forget the second Tuesday of every month is the Policy Circle Call with the Midwest Hemp Council. That's the second Tuesday of each month. Make sure and check that out. All right, that's the now that we got the housekeeping out of the way, let's get to it. Alex Bushman. Alex with Risk Strategies Company. Alex, how you doing today?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Now, you're down in Fort Lauderdale, and is that the home office of Risk Strategies?
Fort Lauderdale is home for me. Our home office is actually up in Boston, but we have corporate locations all over the country.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And so do you handle certain regions, or are you the guy for the entire country?
I am the entire country when it comes to cannabis, hemp, and CBD.
All right, and that's great because that's what we're going to talk about. So tell us, first of all, before we get into that aspect of it, what is Risk Strategies? What do you guys do there, and how long have you been with Risk Strategies?
Of course. So Risk Strategies is one of the largest privately held brokerages in North America. We have around 3,000 employees. We are just shy of $1 billion in revenue. Mm-hmm. And that that number sounds crazy, but the crazier part would be the fact that Risk Strategies has gone from $300 million in revenue to just shy of $1 billion in the course of 5 years, which is a real testament to how well-niched Risk Strategies is, in the sense of Risk Strategies is not just a one-stop shop for a jack-of-all-trades, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Risk Strategies really does have very, very good and smart people in just about every industry that you can imagine, from the property and casualty side of things to the employee benefits, which really has propelled the growth and the success rate that Risk Strategies has been seeing lately.
Well, when you say broker, not to insult our listeners, but what actually does that mean? What do you guys do?
No, that's a great question. So what we are is we are the insurance agents that take the potential risks for clients to the insurance carriers and find them the best fit from a coverage and a pricing standpoint for whatever industry they might be in.
Okay. And so from there, how did you how did this morph into the hemp industry?
Yeah, so I'll take a step back and I'll tell you kind of how I got into it, and then how Risk Strategies plays into that as well. Mm-hmm. Probably around 7 or 6 years ago, where I saw the writing on the wall as a country, just that strong push from these cannabis companies and the hemp and the CBD really blowing up. And I figured, you know, just like any other business, they needed insurance, right? So why would I fight everyone in South Florida for the same old insurance that we've all been doing? I might as well find something new to do. Mm-hmm. And the industry totally fascinated me. So that's how I got into the cannabis and the hemp and the CBD side of things, was really just the fact that I saw an emerging market and wanted to make myself an expert on it.
And again, this was 6 or 7 years ago. Were there any insurance companies out there that were even willing to touch the cannabis or hemp industry?
So there was one at the time. It was called CanGen, and they were the original players in the space since then, you've had quite a few more pop up. And then obviously with the Farm Bill, when hemp became a federally legalized crop, that also brought into effect the federal crop insurance program. Mm-hmm. So lots of more options today than there were back then.
And again, this was before the 2018 Farm Bill that you had this itch.
Correct. So you had carriers that would write the cannabis, the hemp back then. And since then, a lot more doors have been opened, but it's still a tricky market, to say the least.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so now when you say cannabis and hemp, was the cannabis more of the focus? Again, with hemp not being legal at the time, did that change throughout the last 6 years for you?
I would say it's definitely shifted. I think in the very early days, from an insurance standpoint, the biggest problem was a lot of these insurance carriers looked at hemp and cannabis under the same microscope. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about two totally different products that you and I understand, but maybe the insurance companies didn't back then. So at the time, it was definitely a conversation revolving around both sides of the plant, meaning hemp and cannabis. Obviously, since the Farm Bill has passed, that has changed. And with all the rules and regulations around cannabis and the different states and what's legal and what's not, that's a whole different animal. Mm-hmm. But from a hemp perspective, you know, the opportunities have definitely gotten a lot better over the last 5 years.
And then, so you had this interest to do this and pursue this. And then how did that partner up with Risk Strategies?
So at the time, the company I was with kind of looked at me like I had two heads. Like, you know, why would we want to get into this business? Do we know, is it even going to take off? You know, blah, 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 lots of question marks. So obviously it did take off and I did make a little bit of a niche for myself, and I just kind of outgrew the insurance agency I was working for at the time. Mm-hmm. It was a great group of guys, very smart. They're still doing good things. I just needed more of a bigger stage, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. for the stuff that I was trying to do. So I had talked to quite a few different shops that were also in the business of starting a cannabis and a hemp practice nationwide, and looking for someone to kind of head that up. And Risk Strategies ended up being home for me, strictly because of the people that Risk Strategies has in place right now from a leadership perspective. My boss, Scott Poplick, is a brilliant guy. We met quite a few times over the course of the hiring process. And like I said earlier, you know, it's a $1 billion company, but we don't act like a $1 billion company from a corporate standpoint. Mm-hmm. We're very hands-on, client-oriented, service-focused, and it was kind of the best of all the worlds that I could possibly ask for with Risk Strategies.
Was this something that you took to Risk Strategies and they were open to, or was it something that at the same time they were looking and it was just a good marriage?
You know, it was actually like a perfect timing from a dominoes falling standpoint. They had someone that was in the process of building this out as a national practice for Risk Strategies. Hmm. Who had left Risk Strategies to pursue other opportunities. So the conversation quickly started and happened, and here we are.
And then from that point, so you obviously started, picked up the ball, and ran with it. What did that entail? What were you doing when they said, okay, here's the keys to the car, go?
Right. So it was almost like, here's the keys to the car, go, but you also need to pop open the hood and get the engine to work.
Right.
So we basically started from the ground floor of, you know, compliance. What does this look like if we get into this space from a compliance standpoint and a regulatory standpoint? And then from there, let's build out the service team, the marketing team. Let's figure out what's a good account for us to work on and what's not necessarily a good account for us to work on. So really it was just writing the rules of the road and, for lack of a better term, a map for these, you know, 500 plus salesmen that Risk Strategies employs nationwide. Mm-hmm. For what we're looking for from a cannabis and hemp practice in terms of clients.
And was this pre-2018, or what was the timeline here?
This is December of 2021, so not that
long
ago.
Oh, okay, okay. And so you got everything into place, and then from that point, how did it take off?
So from that point, it's been, we actually will take the program live, hopefully on August 1st of this year, to the whole company. For right now, we have about 10 people that have been given permission slash a blessing to start getting into the cannabis and hemp space. Myself, separate of that, I still work on my own accounts and my own clients, and I have not slowed down a bit. Mm-hmm. So it's really been a juggle of balls, from building out a practice to get it going company-wide to also making sure we're keeping up today with what's happening.
So in essence, you weren't given the keys to the car to take off. They gave you the car. You had to build the car, and now they're handing it off to the other folks to take off?
They are going to hand me the keys to the car to drive and make sure everyone's following the rules and we're doing it correctly.
There you go. I knew we could come to some analogy there. So what will that entail then? Now that you've kind of, it sounds like you've got the ducks in a row there. What is the next step for Risk Strategies and you? Where do you take this?
Yeah, perfect question. So the next step is really just to take this to all of our current employees that have been either hearing about it or wanting to get into it, and really educating them from an insurance standpoint and risk management about these cannabis and these hemp and CBD accounts that we're going to start going after as a company. Mm-hmm. And basically these producers will get into accounts and I will assist them in working it and writing the account and making sure everything is smooth sailing from that front. And then we'll just grow the business organically that way.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Again, excuse my ignorance on this, but so who will your blah, blah, blah. Okay, here's where I got myself in the corner. Who will your prospects be? Who will your customers be for your sales folks?
So it'll be everyone that's actually touching the plants from an operational standpoint, and then all of the ancillary lines that go along with it. So the cultivators, the farmers, the growers, the retail locations, the transportation risks, with whether that be delivery from a wholesale perspective or a courier delivery model where you're delivering right to clients and patients. So basically any type of business that's associated themselves with the cannabis and the hemp space. And that's also drastically changed over the last 5 years, just from a technology standpoint, for an example. So it's really, you know, the sky is the limit. And I'm a firm believer that the cannabis and the hemp space today is not even scratching the surface of what it could be 10 years from now. So looking forward to seeing that growth.
So now when somebody has, for instance, their homeowner's insurance, their auto insurance, they've got insurance and the agent's job is to get them to switch over with a better deal, that sort of thing. Is that what you guys are up against, or is this a situation where a majority of the prospects have no insurance at all likely for something like this, or don't understand that they need the service that you're offering?
Right. Great question. I would say that there's probably two answers to that. I would say that there's a lot of people out there today that probably have insurance programs that they called their brother-in-law who's been in insurance for 20 years and he just wrote them a policy. Mm-hmm. That policy might necessarily not cover what they're actually doing. So our real goal is to get out into the world and get in front of these people and make sure they're properly insured, A, and then B, also making sure that, you know, everyone's always concerned about price. So I won't even bring up the price of insurance because that's something that's always on the table. But first and foremost, we want to make sure we're educating people on what actual proper insurance coverages look like in this space. Mm-hmm.
And where can people go to get more information now that they're listening to this and they're thinking, hey, you know, we need to talk to somebody. Where can they get that information and how would they proceed?
Yeah, they can go right to riskstrategies.com and they'll find the cannabis link that'll get them right to me. Or they can, I'm very active on LinkedIn where you can find my direct email and phone number. And I'm always happy to talk to people about this subject, even if it's just from a educational standpoint.
Mm-hmm. And again, with the now some states, cannabis is legal. It is not legal in other states. Hemp is legal all over the country. Are there, for instance, where we are in Indiana, do you have agents in every state that are going to be available regardless of which side of the ball they're on here?
We do. We do. The goal will be at some point down the road to have basically a regional leadership from a hemp and a cannabis standpoint, and then all the way down to as local as we can get. Mm-hmm. So I fly over the country almost every week.
And who are you seeing? Why are you flying?
I am flying all over the country for meetings with cannabis and hemp clients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I'm going to where they are. I think we all lost enough face-to-face time during those 2 years of COVID that it's time to get back into the original thing that I loved most about risk management was just the people interaction. I was never in the business of just writing an insurance policy on day one and then seeing them again a year from then just to collect a check and rewrite the insurance. I like meeting with clients. I think every client's got a different story to tell. They all have different goals. Every risk management program is going to be different from that aspect. So the closer we can get to the clients from a relationship standpoint to really understand what their goals are, the easier it is for us to align their risk management program with their actual business goals.
All right, Alex, talk about CanAssure. What is CanAssure? How does that fit in with risk strategies?
Of course. So CanAssure, I would say, is one of the big three insurance companies that will actually write in the cannabis and the hemp and the CBD space.
Mm-hmm.
The unique thing about CanAssure is CanAssure is owned by 180 Intermediates, which is a company of risk strategies. So basically, CanAssure and risk strategies are all under a similar umbrella, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
So CanAssure is one of those ones that we have a great relationship with. They do things very well. They were recently voted the number one MGA, MGU, I think it was for more than just the cannabis and the hemp space, but they're doing good things. So they were one of the ones that saw the writing on the wall, kind of like myself, and said, hey, this is going to be a highly underserved industry. Let's go figure out how to do it. And they've taken that baton and really ran with it.
Mm-hmm. And again, as you brought up earlier, nothing wrong with your brother or your brother-in-law taking care of your insurance needs. But again, this is a highly regulated industry or industries that we're talking about that the laws are changing literally every year. So that, I would assume, would be the main reason you want to use a company that's only dealing with that as opposed to, again, the brother-in-law who means well, but he's really out there to take care of your car and your house and your boat, maybe.
Correct. The amount of clients that we talk to or prospects that we speak with that tell us, you know, hey, we're negotiating a contract for our product to be sold in Walgreens, and Walgreens looked at our insurance policy and they said, you know, it clearly excludes CBD and hemp products. So That's the type of stuff that you just don't want to run into as a business operator.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically going face first into a wall. Or it's totally holding up a deal. So at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're actually insured correctly, but also that you have the proper coverage in place.
All right. Once again, speaking with Alex Bushman. Alex is the cannabis practice leader with Risk Strategies, and you can find them at riskstrategies.com. Alex, is there anything else that that we need to get to here before we close this out?
No, I think you nailed it on the head. This was great. I appreciate you having me.
All right, excellent. Alex, we do appreciate it. I'm sure we're going to get you back on the program here eventually very soon, and we appreciate you coming on here and hope to talk to you soon.
Would love to. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Midwest Hemp Council podcast. I'm your host, Jason Dozier, and until next time, so long, everybody.